Hey, welcome back. I'm Mario the Artisan Rogue, and welcome back to Artisan Rogue Radio. Okay, so what's been going on lately? Well, as a lot of you know, and if, you know, to use the old phraseology, if you've been living under a rock, you probably don't know this, but there's a whole bunch of political debates, that sort of thing going on right now. Now, don't get me wrong, not even going to touch that sort of thing. There's plenty of people that, not only on Facebook, Twitter, anywhere else, in person, whatever, at your jobs, whatever, that sort of thing, you're probably already tired of all of the insane input and opinions and everything else like that that's going on about politics. Not going to talk about it. But what I am going to talk about is something that was that kind of goes along with that. One of the things that I found is that you're going to get people that feel that whether, you know, and this is the only little tinge of it that I'm going to go into. You're going to have progressives and liberals and moderates and these sort of things, and you know, the staunch Republicans who are a lot more conservative and that sort of thing. But what it comes down to is that a lot of this that does happen there ends up with some really debilitating remarks and some things that are really kind of nuts. And one of the things that I'd seen happening was a lot of times whenever people would have disagreements, it's not even a healthy debate anymore. What it ends up turning into is a lot of personal attacks. And the reason I bring that up is because there was one instance that I saw online that struck a chord with me, mainly because I had actually gone through it myself not that long ago. And in fact, it rears its ugly head every once in a while. And what it was it, without going into too many specifics, it was basically a disagreement between two people. And one of them, I'm not sure what he does, but I know he's not anybody in the creative field or anything along that line. The other fellow was an acquaintance of mine who is an illustrator, very good one, and makes very good living doing it. Well, when it finally came down to it, you know, you guys probably know how this goes, turned into a pissing match, start getting out there and looking at each other's profiles, and if you haven't necessarily set it to private or something along that line, all of a sudden somebody's like, "Yo, screw you, hate your hair, hate your beard, you know, ah, oh, you jackass, you whatever," that sort of thing. Personal attacks start from there. The thing that got me was that because, you know, my friend who's an illustrator, he had a little bit more progressive and liberal leanings. He was automatically hit with the whole, well, why don't you get a real job? And, of course, he shrugged it off. Wasn't a big deal. I mean, you shouldn't really have to prove yourself to anybody out there. I mean, that's just how it works. I mean, that's the whole thing. Who cares? It's just one other guy who's out there making comments and just being stupid in the process. But it really got to me that, you know, why would something like that be said? There's assumptions made, and people make assumptions all the time. You know, we judge the cover of all the books around us like you wouldn't believe. So one of the things was that, you know, sometimes I'm left in these weird conundrums because there'll be situations where, like, you know, and I can touch base on this here real quickly. Planet Comic Con was a lot of fun. If you guys hadn't checked it out, I did do a small kind of documentary that covered and chronicled some of what I went through during that time. You know, it wasn't all roses and smiles, and it never is. I mean, well, I think what a lot of people don't realize is that, and this is kind of playing into what I'm talking about with the whole get a real job. My job when I do these kind of shows is to go, and yes, it's, you know, the concept is to make money. It's to get to, you know, have people interested in the books and artwork I create and hopefully sell them something and get them on board to want to support me as a creative person and that sort of thing. That's a job. It's a career. It's what I like doing. I don't think there's any less validity to that than somebody who's in the medical field or working as a farmer or anything. They're completely different disciplines, and they're all necessary in their own respects, and they all have their various levels of importance and need and all these other sort of things. And so one of the reasons why I chose to go ahead and do this particular podcast subject matter was because, you know, for me, that was a hell of a lot of trial and tribulation. The show was not bad. It really wasn't bad. I made money and that was fine. And I'm glad it was a local show. But I know that there were other people that didn't do as well. And there were some that did gangbusters. Now, the reason I'm saying all of that, in fact, is because I would find it fairly offensive if somebody were to say that, you know, get a real job. I've had, and like I said before, I've had this thrown back at me before. I don't understand how it could not be a real job. I mean, the biggest thing for me is that it comes down to people that would assume that, you know, oh, well, you know, that dude's an artist. You know, he just sits down, draws pretty pictures, and people, somebody else will buy that. Somebody else is going to pay for that. Somebody else is going to pick that up. No. No, not at all. That's not how that works. There's a lot of salesmanship involved. There's presentation. There's setting up your booth. There's, depending on what you're doing, if you're in a gallery setting, you're hoping to God that enough people come into the gallery that there's all these sort of things that come into play with this. And I hear that sort of that sort of phrasing, you know, get a real job. I've heard that thrown at like other kinds of visual artists, from actors to musicians, stand-up comedians, hell, even my chiropractor, okay, has had that, you know, because, you know, there's that old thing of like, oh, no, chiropractor, that's not a real doctor. No, that's kind of bullshit, you know, and I have injuries that will attest to the fact that, no, they are real doctors. They know what the hell they're doing. So my point is that it's really funny to me because, you know, if you get somebody who's like, well, I'm a pro fisherman, really? There's a reason, there's an actual reason for you to be a professional fisherman. And I imagine there is. I'm not knocking it. I'm not a fisherman by any stretch of the imagination. I don't even really like going out into open water for any reason at all. And, you know, the same could be said about football players, athletes in general, really. Hell, NASCAR drivers. I mean, you're driving in a circle. And don't get me wrong, I like NASCAR. I think I'm like one of five people that actually like Jeff Gordon. Now, that, all of that aside, the thing is that, you know, I've often tried to put it into my head, like, what's going through people's minds when they say this sort of thing. You know, is it jealousy? Is it maybe a misunderstanding? You know, I'd like to think it isn't, you know, willful ignorance. Maybe, you know, and depending on the mood I'm in, it sometimes comes down to the point to where I'm like, so is this some passive aggressiveness or some elitism that's happening here? I'd really like to think not. And actually, that's one of the reasons why I really go out of my way to try and make art accessible to people. At every chance I get, it's not just for my own benefit. It's for everybody I know that's creative, that does this sort of thing. Here's the thing. And for those of you that are listening that aren't artists or that maybe don't understand how the creative capacities work, art is around you in every single day that you're alive. I mean, every moment, practically. If you're looking at your phone, the user interface, some artist, some graphic designer, somebody somewhere did that. If you're getting on the bus, there's signage, there's the graphics of the bus, all of that sort of thing come together to create, you know, an aesthetic look or a branding or marking for that bus, for the signage, for all that sort of thing. If you're attending a show, there's posters, you know, whether it's a movie or a theater production or a concert, the ticket stubs, the typography, all of that sort of thing comes into play. I don't care if you're out getting, you know, blasted and drinking yourself into a stupor. Guess what? Somebody designed that bottle, the label on it, the packaging. You probably picked it up because you saw a really cool commercial that was developed by some advertising agency and then directed by somebody who had some really good talent and some humorous ideas or something, and that's how that all came together. Now, the thing is that, you know, that's my point. I don't understand how people can absolutely eviscerate the concept of anybody creative or anybody that has a job that isn't necessarily something with a drill and just completely disregard it. That's not how this works. And it shouldn't work that way. Unfortunately, there's a lot of preconceived notions out there. And I've actually run across people, and sometimes I tend to do this. This is probably giving away one of my trade secrets here, but there's some shows that I had done before where, and if anybody in Artist Alley ever watches me, I think my friend Bill Hook realized that I did this one time. I actually leave my booth. More often than not, and that's actually how that whole damn documentary got done to a large degree, but a lot of times I'll leave my booth and stand on the outside and maybe fix some things or walk around or walk up and down the artist alley. The reason I do that is I like to see and hear what people will say about my art, my presentation, or that sort of thing. Because when they don't know you're around, when they don't actually hear that you're the one that's or they don't know that you're right there, there's a lot more truth that comes forward. I've heard everything from, like, you know, oh wow, this, you know, thankfully a good chunk of it's been positive, but I've heard some less than, you know, favorable things about my artwork, whether, you know, oh, it's just cartoon, you know, stuff that, and I could do that, you know, you know, or, you know, wow, that's really expensive, or, you know, well, no, I know how he did this. He basically, yeah, and these will be people that you can tell probably don't have any real art background, or maybe a little bit, but they'll explain to somebody else who they're with, whether they're showing off or whatever, and they almost disregard what you're doing. And I've seen that happen in galleries, comic shows, art fairs, all that sort of thing. And what really gets me is it always boils down to the fact that I've started noticing that in those circumstances, there's a lot of people that, you know, I've said this before, and I think in some of my other podcasts, I've actually quoted this in the Pixar movie, The Incredibles. There's a wonderful line that Mr. Incredible says about his son, and how he wants to excel in school. And he makes a remark, and I'm somewhat paraphrasing here, where he says something along the line of, like, you know, they find new ways to celebrate mediocrity, but when you're genuinely unique or genuinely talented or skilled, I don't really like the word talent, they overlook that, or they just suppress you, or they're indifferent to you. It's along that line of thinking. And that, I think sometimes ego has a lot to do with it. I believe that sometimes there's people out there that, and don't get me wrong, I'm saying all of this also with the mindset that I am very grateful for a lot of the people out there that do support the arts, that do want to see original stuff, that do love getting artwork and commissions and stuff like that. Oh my God, thank you for that. I've been very lucky in that there's a very good core group of people, and it's growing, that interact with me and other artists I know that support us and keep us going. What I'm talking about are the ones that aren't even really willing to give us a chance or an opportunity to really, you know, understand why we draw or what we do or what we paint or any or create in general. And they'll surmise and assume that there's a certain way that this happens, or, well, that's just easy to do. I get the exact same sort of thing, too, whenever I'm doing whenever I say one of the other things I do is voiceover. And I've actually had people say, oh, yeah, I could do that too. Can you? Because I know that I had that exact same sort of thing. All my life, I've always done weird voices. I've always, you know, when I was a little kid, I used to do, because it was in my timbre, it was similar to it. I would do like a really weak-ass version of Casey Kasem. So, you know, everything was about America's Top 40 Countdown, that kind of a thing. And, you know, are they missing other kinds of voices and that sort of thing, you know, on the fly. And I would do that sort of stuff. And I never really thought anything about it. But later when I got the opportunity to go into voiceover, and then there was a whole thing where, you know, you do have to practice. You do have to get your skill set, warm up. You know, And now it's become a pattern for me. I sing on the way to work every single day, just like I'll draw every single day. If you don't do these sort of things, yes, there's a certain, and like I said, I don't really like the word talent. There is a certain innate amount of talent that comes in there, but it's still a job, and it is a job that you have to develop a skill set for. And if you do not refine that skill set, if you don't consistently try and better yourself and aim for higher and higher things, you're going to either plateau or get stuck in a rut or just become sordidly outdated. And that's the sort of thing that, like, whether I'm attempting to do drawings or, you know, working with markers or other things like that, people often, that this is the other side of it, they'll often dismiss it, not even by saying, well, you know, I could do that. They'll often say, oh, well, you're so talented, I could never do that. No, not at all. In fact, if anything, you know, one of my other heroes, Bob Ross, proved that anybody could paint. I mean, you really can. There are techniques behind it. Now, I understand that, you know, Bob Ross is not everyone's cup of tea, and that most fine artists are somebody who's really into the concepts and ideologies of higher or more refined art is probably having a heart attack right now as I'm saying this. But here's the truth. Anybody can pick up a pencil and write something and or attempt to draw something. If you spend 100 hours, 1,000 hours, 10,000 hours at it, you are going to get better. It is the exact same thing with any sort of discipline. I don't care if you're talking about bricklaying. So to me, it's all a job. All of it is a job. It's all a definable set of skills that you will have to refine, grow with, and work with. And here's the thing. A lot of people will also be just as dismissive for people that work in the restaurant industry, which I had done for years. I mean, my first job was at Little Caesars when I was 16 years old, and I stayed at that job way, way too long. I am thoroughly addicted to pizza, but that's not why I stayed there. It was a whole comfort thing, and that's a whole other story. But it really comes down to the fact that even working that sort of thing, you know, you'll get a lot of people like, well, I don't believe they need to be making that much money. There is a part of me that says, yes, and these are people handling your food. You're going to want and hope that maybe the people that are doing that have some level of hygiene, have some level of intelligence, actually maybe give a damn. Because if they hate their status in life, if they hate how they're treated, if they're hating all these other sort of things, and they also don't make a decent wage, I wouldn't eat there, because I know a lot of things that used to happen in those sort of situations. And that same sort of thing plays into car mechanics, other sort of things like that. You just got to be, you know, cognizant of that. You have to realize that when you say something like get a real job, they are real jobs. Just if you're working for a wage, if you're out there doing something, it is a job or a career or whatever you want to call it. You know, I even, you know, there are some people that say, well, this is my hobby. Well, how much time are you devoting to it? Are you making money at it? Even if you're not, what's the end game? Where are you going with it? So ultimately, I guess the point is, I'm hoping that I've maybe opened up people's eyes to, or your ears, since this is, you know, podcast. I'm hoping that I've opened up your ears to what exactly that means and how, no matter who you're talking to, whether you're going in and getting your taxes done and the person is sitting in a three-piece suit behind a desk and is about to read you the riot act because maybe you just are crappy at your taxes, or you're going to an art fair and there's somebody that's maybe created some fantastic reclaimed wood furniture, they deserve the same sort of respect. It's another person putting a service out there, putting a project, putting, you know, their livelihood out there for you to look at. And to be dismissive is to not only disrespect them, but also puts you in a particular point where you maybe you need to reanalyze where you've been with your thinking on these sort of things. There's a lot more than what's probably apparent there at play. So, ultimately, I think we've all had that sort of time and that sort of thing happen, but the great thing about this is that I'm hoping that more people will begin to understand that. The one thing I did see, and this is going to round it right back to where I started with the political thing, is that I truly believe, and I will tell anyone this, anyone that is in the White House has a very, very small capacity to understand what your average working man is going through, or woman, whichever, your average working person, okay? And I mean that. When you get to that level, we worry about it. We treat it like it's a gigantic freaking episode of American Idol and, well, you know, screw you, I love Trump. Or, well, no, Bernie's going to win it. Or, you know, I stand by Hillary for this reason. Great. Fantastic. I'm glad that there are people out there that are that passionate about it. There are people that need to be putting those sort of things out there. Unfortunately, like anything else, including get a job, there's a lot of misinformation out there. And really, it comes down to this. When all of the pomp and circumstance is done, when all these politics are over, when everything is done, it goes right back to relying on the day-to-day interactions we have with each other. I would much rather spend more time getting to understand what my fellow man goes through and helping them put groceries on the table, providing them with a job, maybe supporting a local artist, or helping out a small business that maybe repairs shoes with some business or referrals, or getting to know those people. There's a lot more that will help plant the seeds of a better society, of a better level of camaraderie and neighborliness through that sort of thing. Anyway, just food for thought, that sort of thing. So, thank you again for listening. Please be sure to check out my website, and I'm also on Patreon as The Artisan Rogue. And so I do want to thank the supporters I have on there that have been helping me keep this thing going. I've been able to, with the stuff there, get some new equipment, keep on working on things. My studio is coming along really great. I really, really, really appreciate the people that have come out to the shows and helped me out and, you know, and gotten stuff for me and all that sort of stuff. I cannot thank you guys enough. It's amazing. And I'm also grateful for all of the people that put on the shows, that are out there, because I've managed to meet so many amazing, amazing artists that their artwork is just killer and crazy. So with that, thank you again for listening to Artisan Rogue Radio. I'm Mario the Artisan Rogue, and I'll see you next time.